Time to recap McCook's School Board of Education for the month of June already. Superintendent of Schools Grant Norgaard is here. How you doing, sir?
Doing well, Rich. Thank you.
Summertime going pretty good for you so far?
Yes, it's been going well. We're busy. We still have kids around, which is great because summer school's in full swing. So it's been a good start to the summer.
Tell you, it's going to be a fast one. June's here, July, and then you're thinking about back to school in August. Yep. I know. Don't hate me, folks, but that's just the truth.
You know we are. And so we're getting ready for the kids, and we want to make sure we're ready to roll on August 14th when the first group shows up for class.
Let's get to the agenda from last night. We'll start first. Reports, communications, public participation.
Did not have any public participation last night at the board meeting.
No public comments?
No public comments at all, yeah.
All right.
No presentations.
Consent agenda minutes, financials, approval of expenditures, payroll. We move on. Reports from staff members to committees?
Yeah, we did have several committee reports last night. We started off with a report from our facilities committee. And facilities has been really busy over the last several months, or actually a little longer than a year now. We met to discuss the most recent meeting that the school administration had with W Design, Sampson Construction, and a company that we've partnered with called Northland on the junior high bond issue that we would like to bring back before the community. One of the things that we discussed was this new plan. So we were finalizing a new plan to put before the community for approval in a future bond election. And we made some significant changes to the old plan that was presented to the community for the November bond election. This new plan removes renovations to the high school area, specifically performing arts. So in the old plan, we were going to completely renovate the old auditorium. We were going to renovate the band and choir classrooms and the drama classrooms. All of that has been removed from the current plan in an effort to reduce costs. Also, we had a centrally located library in the old plan. We've removed that and put the library have a specific library just for the junior high and put that into the junior high building. And we did that without expanding any of the infrastructure. We just took a large study hall classroom and made some modifications to that. And so we were able to put the library into the junior high, which also is a cost savings measure. And we also reduced the size of the new auditorium. Part of this project is the school district needs a new auditorium for junior high and senior high students. And so a cost-saving measure was to reduce the overall size of that, which obviously reduces the number of seats that you can put into it. But again, we were trying to bring costs down and still meet the needs of our students. And so that was really a goal, was to meet the needs of the school district, our primary objectives, but also bring down costs. And so we felt that these were measures that we could take that would allow us to build a great facility for our junior high and high school students. And so when I say we made changes, what we didn't change is the academic space to the junior high for our junior high kids. We didn't change the career and technical education, the shop industrial arts space where kids are learn their occupational skills, their career skill sets, hands-on with things like small engines and woods and construction and technology and CAD design, those types of things. We didn't touch that. We kept that in agriculture as well. We kept that the same size. And because it's such such an important content area, such important learning takes place in those areas, and we need to bring that space up into the current century. And so that wasn't touched, but we were able to reduce costs. And based off of the $43.5 million project that was put before the community in November, we were able to remove $2.7 million from that original price. Unfortunately, that has been offset a little bit by increases in construction costs. Inflation has impacted us just as we knew it would and had said that it would. So the new project isn't quite as cheap as we would like to put, or not cheap, but quite as low as we'd like to, but it is a reduction, and we got the price down to $42 million. Again, we wish we could have had a project that wasn't impacted by inflation, but everything is being impacted by inflation right now. So we're looking at a $42 million bond project that will improve the junior high facility immensely by basically tearing down the one we currently have and building a new one. One thing I wanted to point out, too, is that this project doesn't utilize much of the current junior high space. It's really a very small amount of the current junior high is going to remain in place, and it's because it's structurally able to remain in place, and that's the current gymnasium and the office area. Everything else will be brand new. And also, these buildings will be connected. In fact, there are three keys to the passage of this bond. When we did our survey of the community, we learned there were three very important issues that the community wanted in the structure. One was structural stability. The current junior high building's lifespan is very limited. We are not going to be able to use that facility for much longer. And so whatever we build needs to be a long-lasting facility. So we asked our architects and engineers to design a building that's going to last 100 years. Also, a key element of this new project or this new building is the occupational and career training. I kind of talked about that already a little bit, but that's our shop space. That's our industrial art space. That's our agricultural classrooms, areas where kids are going to have their hands-on learning the skills and that are necessary to go out into the community and get high-paying, high-quality jobs in construction, engine repair, technology, those types of things. And also another absolute key element to this design was safety. As everybody in the community knows, our kids currently walk between the buildings for class every day. We have kids walk between the junior high and the high school facility across an access road. The junior high kids attend classrooms in the high school, band, choir, drama, journalism, agriculture, and our high school kids attend classes in the current junior high facility, and that's all technology, career education, woods classes. All of those classes take place in the junior high. So our buildings are unlocked every day during passing periods, and our kids are outside our facilities every day. This new design rectifies that, fixes that by connecting the new junior high building to the older high school building with a brand new common space. And that common space will serve both junior high and high schools, lunch facilities, meeting facilities, and those types of things. So while this project, we do talk a lot about this project being a junior high project, it does impact heavily the high school and the high school curriculum, career and technical education, agriculture, and also our commons area and our auditorium and performing spaces. That's all high school and junior high students. So this is a pretty big project, and we're really excited to put it before the community. One last piece I would like to talk about with that project is the new auditorium. The current auditorium is really no longer usable for performances. When it is used, it has to be small performances. We can't do any competitions. As far as like one-act competitions or performances, we can't host any of those here, so our one-act teams always have to travel because our facilities are too small. They also don't meet the requirements for staging and unstaging. And our seats are old, the curtains are old, the stage is in disrepair, our lighting and sound is failing. So it's just time to move into a new facility that meets the modern day requirements for competition and performances and also safety. So that's a project. We're not there yet in the bond. So we talked about that as a facilities committee. The reason we talked so heavily about that or are such in depth is because we knew it was going to be an action item on last night's board agenda. So really had to get into it really deeply and get a really deep understanding of what the project entailed and what the costs were going to be with that project. So we talked about that. The committee also talked about if that bond proposal is approved by the Board of Education, we're going to take some opportunities to communicate with the community or share with the community the project. You know, we have the Cruising on the Bricks on June 28th, having a booth set up for that. Also, July 23rd to the 27th at Red Willow County Fair, making sure we have booth and information sites available at that event. And then also hosting tours at the junior high facility. One of the most important things, or I think... what really tells or explains well why the Board of Education and the school administration believe that putting a bond like this before the community is important is the best way to send that message is for people to come and walk through our junior high building. If you haven't been through the junior high facility, we'd like to invite you to come to one of our tours. We're going to have a tour on Thursday, July 10th at noon and also at 6 p.m., so we're doing two on that date. On Wednesday, July 16th, we're going to do, again, noon and 6 p.m. On Monday, July 21st, we're going to have, again, noon and 6 p.m. And Tuesday, July 29th, at noon and 6 p.m. So we have four different dates, eight different tours. That these are just open to anybody who would like to come through the facility and check out our current facilities and get an understanding of why the Board of Education believes it's time to build a new junior high school and high school facility for career and technical education and career and occupational training. Also talked a little bit about some of our payment structures that we have in place. We have to make payments to Samson for the work that they've done, collecting estimates, those types of things. We talked about central kitchen storage area that's been improved. So if next year when kids go to Central Elementary School, that hallway where we serve food is going to be much easier to get through. It won't be cluttered with milk coolers and other types of coolers. We've actually knocked out a wall and put some of that stuff into some of those coolers into an old shower room that's no longer used. It's going to open up that space really nice. We're remodeling some elementary classrooms with new cabinet and carpet, and we are also repainting classrooms at Central Elementary School. And currently we're working on the high school hallway and commons area, so next year when you come to a volleyball game or a basketball game, you're going to see the updates that have taken place in the hallway right outside the gym area and in that common space. We're year by year slowly going to work our way down the hallways, but we've really updated that. We're updating that space at this time, and by the time school starts next year, it should look really sharp and be much more modern. Drop ceilings, drywall. New flooring is going to wait until the whole hallway is complete. We want to do all the flooring at one time. So the flooring might look, you might recognize the flooring, but eventually that'll be changed out as well once we get all the way down to the auditorium. Once that hallway is complete, we want to do it all at one time. So those are just some things that we talked about with our facilities committee.
Always happens every summer where this happens to all a number of the buildings. That's what you do during the summer months, don't you?
Yeah, we have to do a lot of work to prepare our classrooms for the kids. And we have rotations of schedule, or we have scheduled rotations for which classrooms get painted and what floors need to be carpeted. So we have that regular type of work. A lot of times we have roof work that has to be done. New roofs need to be put in. We can do that during the school year, but we prefer to do it during the summer. So all those types of things take place during the summer. Our maintenance crews are very, very busy.
All right. We covered facilities committee, didn't we?
Yep. Got facilities. Now finance.
There we go.
Now finance had a very similar type of meeting when we talked. When we met with the finance committee, we talked about the bond project again with a focus on the finances, obviously, the costs associated with the project. But they also had some other things they talked about that are just strictly for finance, talked about, general fund, financials, substitute pay for the upcoming school year, activity account, and how that's being replenished with dollars. It's just so expensive to run activities at a school district. So we talked about some of the work that we're doing there, and also talked about how we're paying for some of our bills, like with Samson, and using special building dollars. So one of the things that folks may not know is that we do collect dollars for the Special Building Fund, and the Special Building Fund is controlled exclusively by the Board of Education. So anytime dollars are spent out of that fund, even if it's a dollar, the Board of Education has to approve that expenditure. So talked about that, and that on last night's board meeting there would be an action item to use funds from the Special Building Fund to pay a bill to Samson Construction. And that would be that'd probably summarize that committee meeting pretty well.
American Civics Committee?
Yeah, American Civics. The Committee on American Civics is a state is governed by state statute. So That committee is required by state statute to meet twice a year. We had a hearing last month. This year was a committee meeting to discuss the curriculum that we have in place at McCook Public Schools. This statute that has been passed by the unicameral requires school districts to have teach several things: the Declaration of Independence, the United States Constitution, Nebraska history, civics, citizenry, history, geography, economics, and financial literacy. So those are all part of that state statute. Now, I gave you a real quick summary, and of course, once you get into the state statute, it's a little bit more detailed, obviously. But one of the things, this bill wasn't passed for McCook Public Schools even before this bill existed. The school district, our teachers, our community valued these learning objectives. And so while we absolutely pay attention to the state statute, we were already doing these things. And so last night I was able to show the board, that committee of board members, where they can find each one of those instructional pieces in our curriculum. And so our curriculum has been worked out in scope and sequenced from K through 12th grade. And we can see all the times we teach the Constitution. We can find when we talk about Nebraska history. If you're a fourth grader, you should be pretty up to speed on Nebraska history. I can show them where we teach civics. I can show them we have a financial literacy class in the high school, but we also teach financial literacy and economics at other grades along the way. And so last night I gave a presentation to the board pointing out those different areas and when we cover that content. And all that content is taught to our students. And not only that, I showed them assessments. It's also assessed. So we looked at a few of the assessments and assessment results from that content. One other thing we looked at, required by state statute, is the results from our nationalization or citizen test that the United States gives. Anybody who becomes a naturalized citizen has to pass a test. And we have our students pass that test as well, their junior year. And so I shared the results of that test with our board members. And that was kind of fun. We actually showed them some of the questions that are on that test and asked some of the questions from that test. Now, I thought it was interesting. The most missed question that our juniors had from this last year was, who is the current Speaker of the House? Was the most missed question. And mm-hmm. And I could see but they knew they did better at identifying the writers of the Federalist Papers than they did the current Speaker of the House, which means the history was pretty strong. It was maybe more of the current, up-to-date things that they weren't as aware of. Now, they still passed. All of our students passed with high percentages, but that was the most missed. The second most missed, again, in the same line of thought, was who's the current governor of Nebraska. So I thought that
really?
Yeah. So they knew who they were more likely. They did a better job of telling you who was the president during World War I, which is Woodrow Wilson, than they were who the current governor of Nebraska. So again, it shows that we're teaching history quite well, but maybe this, the current affairs might be an area that needs some focus. Now, again, that was the most missed, not that our kids failed in that, failed to pass or meet proficiency on that question. Some other questions that I thought were interesting to share was, who's our current chief justice? They knew that. They did very well with that. The two longest rivers in the United States, Missouri and Mississippi. How many amendments does the Constitution have? Kids did really well. They knew there's 27. And when the Constitution, when the Constitution was written, was a bit of a trick question. But our kids did a really good job. I think 94-95% knew it was 1787. So, our kids do know this stuff very, very well. Our kids did very well on the assessments. And one of the things I said, there might have been one or two students that didn't pass it their junior year. What they'll have to do then is pass it before they graduate. So they'll have to be reintroduced to those assessments next school year, and they'll have to pass it before they graduate. So they will all master that assessment. And the assessment has 100 questions on it, and it's kind of interesting. I think there's different versions of it online. It'd be interesting for everyone to go out and look at it and see how well they would do on it. And so that was American Civics Committee last night.
And the superintendent's report then?
Yes. Let me pull that up real quick. I talked about new teacher orientation. So we're going to be starting a new school year next year on August 5th through the 8th. We're going to have new teachers. All those teachers that are going to be brand new to McCook Public Schools are going to be coming in for additional training. They are introduced to a number of McCook-specific skills that they need to have when they go into the classrooms. They're going to learn about our ITIP methods. They're going to learn about our discipline. They're going to learn about our curriculum. They're going to learn about our assessments. And they're also going to learn about our instructional strategies, the things that we find valuable here and we know work to help kids learn. They'll be introduced to all those types of things. They're also going to be introduced to staff members from across the district, all the administration, as well as other important staff folks across the district. The ladies in my office and the business office become very important. The people that the secretaries in their own buildings, folks that run our Infinite Campus, our technology people, they'll be introduced to all of those folks, and that way they'll know who to call when they need help in those areas. I also mentioned that the new teachers that are going into at the elementary school will have an opportunity to work with the current staff there, because there's a beginning of the year training, because we purchased a new reading basal. So they'll have actually a little time and an opportunity to work with teachers currently on staff. Also told the Board of Education all the administrator evaluations had been completed at the district level and building principals, and those are the evaluations that I do. I shared with them that teacher recruitment, the building administration has already identified key recruitment trips for the next school year and have begun planning how to address any staff issues that arise during the 26-27 school year. So here we are, it's June, and we're already strategizing for staffing for the 26-27 school year. We're more than a year out, and trying to figure out how we're going to get the right people and what student teachers we want to bring in and placement of those folks, and setting ourselves up for the challenge of filling spots. There's just not a lot of teachers out there right now. I also talked a little bit about policy review. We have some policies that we have to look at before the 25-26 school year begins. Most of these policies are going to be adjustments to current policy based off the passage of state statutes. And there are a few new ones that the policy committee is going to have to look at and the board's going to have to approve. Again, the coming from recently passed laws at the state legislature. And that would be all from my report. The business manager talked, his report talked about food service. May we don't serve as many foods, commented on that, said summer school is up and running, which we're all aware of, and that our revenues and expenditures are on track. But he spent a lot of time talking during the finance committee report, and which makes sense. So a lot of his report was already covered before we actually got to his specific area. So that is the business manager's report.
Any board member comments after that?
Board member comments. Yeah, I think we had one. The board president needed to visit with a few of the members of the finance committee before the next board meeting.
By the way, any chance you know how many new teachers will be on board for this upcoming year?
I should know that. We had a large number of teachers retire. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, we also had just the normal teachers that moved on to different locations or went with their spouse to a different location. I think we're right in around the 15 area. And we saw that. And we think this upcoming school year is going to be similar to that. We have another large group of teachers that qualify for retirement, whether they do or they don't. We'll have to find out and see. But we do have a large number of teachers that are in that qualification area for retirement. The year after that, it should slow down a little bit, but we just have a couple years here where we probably see some retirements.
New business, any accept resignations?
No resignations last night.
Also, you accepted a donation from the MMB Bank for the Bison debit cards.
Yeah, I really appreciate McCook or MMB Bank for supporting the schools. I think we get two checks a year from MNB, and they make a huge difference for our systems. And the $12.36 that was donated to the school last night, again, very much appreciate their support and how it helps our schools and different activities. We can take these dollars and put them towards special instruction and financial literacy coursework, or it can be applied in other ways, but that's a way we like to apply those dollars. So it really does make a difference. It really helps us fill in and supplant curriculum and opportunities for kids to be exposed to different learning activities. So really appreciate those dollars. also had approval of an adoption of resolution calling for a special election to be held on August 12th, 2025, regarding a proposition to issue general obligation bonds in amount not to exceed $42 million to finance the cost of certain projects for the district and related costs thereto. That action item is the call for a bond to build an occupational and career training facility with the junior high, new auditorium, and a common space connecting the new junior high to the existing high school. And so that bond was passed by the Board of Education. And so on August 12th, that'll be the day that the bond ends, or the bond election ends. How this will work, it's going to be a mail-in bond. So around the 21st or 22nd, 23rd of July, patrons who are registered in the McCook Public Schools area will receive a ballot in the mail. And once they receive that ballot, they can complete that ballot and then mail it back in. And we say mail it back in as long as you're not near August 12th. If it's August 5th or 6th, we'd ask you to maybe drive that into the courthouse and you can drop it off in their drop-off slot. And so that those ballots can be collected, because anything that comes in after closing time on August 12th will not count. And so we really would like people to take advantage of that and vote early, and so that their voices can be heard on this project. And again, we're going to be putting out a lot of information. We're going to be available. And I mentioned some tours that we're going to be giving in July. But if someone wants to do a special tour or those tours don't work out, contact the school and we will set up something separate for you, especially if you have a group that you'd like to bring through. We'd love to show people the building so they can really see what our concerns are and why the board believes it's important to put a bond election in front of the community.
That's 2 months from Thursday.
Yeah, not too far. Yeah. Nah, that's coming up quick. So there's not a lot of time. And so if there are questions, you need to take advantage of one of those opportunities we're providing you, or reach out to us.
Approval of the student handbooks for the upcoming school year.
Yeah, every year we go through a process of updating our handbooks. And those handbooks are living documents, and we take notes during the course of the year, changes we'd like to make. And sometimes those changes come to us from state statute as well, or policy changes. And so last night we approved, the first handbook we approved was McCook Elementary and Central Elementary student handbook. And that was the new version of that handbook was approved for 25-26. And then that was followed by another action item, approve the junior high and senior high handbook for the 25-26 school year. And again, that was approved. Now, with each of those buildings, the reason that we put the elementaries together and the junior high and senior high together is a lot of the content for both those buildings is exactly the same, but sometimes you need to look. Sometimes something's junior high specific or high school specific, so occasionally you do have to look to make sure what the content is really, what building it's referring to. But for the majority of those books, they match both buildings.
Approve the district administrator's compensation package, allowing for a maximum total salary increase of $38,000.
Yeah, this is a total amount for all of the administrators in the district, and so barring the superintendent. So that covers all the increases in compensation for district-level leaders. So that would be business, special education. You have all your building principals, assistant principals. So everybody that has, or activities directors, any of that type of stuff, that covers all raises for them. And those are performance-based. And so that's one of the reasons I comment earlier in the board meeting that the evaluations of those administrators have been completed. And so I made the request for $38,500, and so not every dollar of that will be used, but we're going to be pretty close this year. The team worked very, very hard over the last year, much of that work going into recruiting, and we're in a good spot right now. Our team did a really, really good job. So that was approved also by the board last night.
Approved to pay pre-construction management and marketing consultant services for the junior high bond project to Samson's Construction.
Yeah, this was mentioned earlier in the meeting. This amount isn't a great amount. I think it's $32,000, something like that. Maybe it's a little bit more than that. But the reason that we get board approval for a smaller amount like that is because it comes from special building funds. And again, the Board of Education has 100% control over any dollar that's spent out of special building. And that's by state statute. And that was approved last night as well.
Positive comments.
All right. Pull up my positive comments here real quick. Start off with Amanda Burr, congratulations to the state tennis team and for Matt getting Coach of the Year. Her kids are involved in summer school. Summer school is a great program, and her kids are really enjoying it. Scott appreciated the amount of work that is going into hiring quality people. He knows just how hard our administrators have been working to find people, bring them to McCook, attract them to McCook, and get them to agree to, hey, I want to work in this school system. So he knows they've been working hard and congratulated them on that. Also, tennis is great. It's great that we had won the state title in girls tennis. We're super proud of our girls tennis team. And also thanks to the maintenance for this surplus sale that's going on right now. We have a surplus sale. I think we're getting everything taken. Pictures are being taken today, and it'll be put out online maybe by the end of the week. But there's a lot of stuff. Mr. Gross and I are like, I don't know where all this stuff comes from. So hopefully we've really kind of cleaned out some of the stuff we don't need anymore. So go check out that surplus sale. There are some things on there that are pretty. I think we have a small tractor. I think a couple of well-used school vans and those types of things are on the surplus sale. So go look at those if you're interested. Mike talked about all the work that's been done to get the bond back in front of the community. He said it's great. He believes it's very important. It's very much needed. A current building is not in good shape, and we need to do a better job for our kids that want to go out and work with their hands, and career and occupational training needs to be improved. The timing's right for the school and for the community. Charlie wanted to comment on the summer school program as well. He has his kids are involved with it, and they're enjoying it. Also is really impressed with the FFA group. They spent some time up at the Keystone in the last several weeks, got to know them, got to see what they were doing, really thought that they were impressive, and really appreciated that as they grow and learn and develop their FFA skill sets, they're also doing community service, and thought that was really impressive. Jesse Juneman appreciated all the work that's been done on the bond project, and just kind of wishes that we could have had more. So the original project going through initially in November just would have been a better project for those areas that we had to kind of trim some of the costs down. But this is a good project and looking forward to it. Jeff wanted to give a shout out to all the people who are working on summer school. Have a lot of teachers over there working on summer school. Also, we have some alumni right now working over there who are working on their teaching degrees, and they're engaged with kids and really appreciate that. And, you know, we like to have our alumni come back because I'd like to hire them someday. And just working with our kids and building those skill sets. Brad commented on Matt Weimers being the 2025 Huddle Tennis Coach of the Year. Well, that's pretty impressive. And the coach and the McCook tennis squad winning the state title, and custodial staff and all the work they've been doing to get ready for the online surplus auction. And then I just wanted to comment on all the work that's been done by our maintenance crew. They've been doing a lot of work across the district. Really appreciate what's going on there and the work that they're taking care of. We put a lot of work into our bond issue and appreciate all the work that our facilities committees and our finance committees have done on that. And we have a big project ahead of us.
And like you said earlier, just going back to the bond, in July, you're going to have some open houses at the June event. Cruise on the Brakes are going to be down there.
We'll be down there. Okay. Be there, and we'll have presence at the Red Willow County Fair as well.
All right. Next meeting is coming up July the 14th.
That is correct, July 14th.
Wow. And then the next August meeting, boom, you're right into school.
We are going, yes. It'll be interesting. The election, I think, ends on the 12th, which is the Tuesday following the board meeting. So it'll be interesting to see what happens on that date. And that's the first day staff returns to school. So staff return on August 12th.
They don't want to hear us saying that.
They love it.
You love it.
They're all ready to come back, I'm pretty sure.
thank you so much. A lot of good information. Good meeting last night, wasn't it?
Very good meeting.
Thanks again.
Thank you.
You bet. Superintendent of Schools Grant Norgaard with a recap of a busy school board meeting from last night.